We are learning Maseches Yevamos, Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, and we're starting three lines from the top, Gufa. Gufa, we learned before, and that was a raya that some of the Talmid Beis Shammai did like Beis Shammai. It says in the Braisa, B'mei Rav Doisa ben Hokanes, in the times of Rav Doisa ben Hokanes, Hetiru Tzaros Habas La'achim. They allowed the Tzara, the co-wife of Abbas, to marry the brothers, the Duyibum, because they held like Beis Shammai. And this was very shver to the Chachamim. They thought it was Rav Doisa who was matarit. He was a huge Chacham Rav Doisa, and it bothered the Chachamim that somehow Rav Doisa passed like that. The problem was that Rav Doisa was very old at that time, and he did not come to the Beis Medrash. Why not? His eyesight was failing him. He couldn't see well. And therefore, he never came to the Beis Medrash. So he needed someone to go speak to him and ask him what's pshat and his psak. Omar, the Chum said, "Mi yelech v'yediu." Who will go ahead and let him know that we're not happy with the psak? So at that time, there was Rabbi Yeshua, who was the Av Bezdin. And there was a young man named Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who was the Nasi. We know he became Nasi when he was 18 years old. And Rabbi Akiva lived in those days also. And it says like this, the Chum said, "Mi yelech v'yediu, omulhem Rabbi Yeshua, ani yelech, I'll go." Then they asked Achrav, "Me, who wants to go along?" Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Azariah also came. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah will also go along. But Achrav, "Me, Rabbi Akiva." Rabbi Akiva also said he'll go along. So we have three of the Gedali Hadar who are going to visit Rabbi Daisu, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Akiva. Like the Marshal speaks out, Rabbi Yeshua was older. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva were much younger at this time. Holchu va'omdu al Pesach Beisayim. They went to Rabbi Doisa's house and they stood by the door. Nichnasu shivchasai. So the shivcha, the attendant of Rabbi Doisa, went into him and said, "Amrulai, Rabbi, chachme Yisrael ba'anetz lecha. The Gedali Yisrael here to visit you." Amalah. So Rabbi Doisa told her, "Yikansu, let them come in. Bring them in." V'niklasu, they went in. Tafsu l'Rabbi Yeshua. He recognized Rabbi Yeshua because Rabbi Yeshua was already an older person. They were shiklas b'nei dair, the same dar. So therefore, this is all this mashal speaks out. Tafsu l'Rabbi Yeshua. He grabbed Rabbi Yeshua b'shivu al mita shozav, and he sat him down on a mita shozav. Amalei, Rabbi. So Rabbi Yeshua says, "Rabbi, emol tamidcha achav yeshev. Tell you the other tamidim are here also to sit down." Amalei mihu, who's here? So who's that other one? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Omar. So Rabbi Doisa said, "Wow, Yeshlei ben Azariah chavereinu. Does Azariah, our friend, have a son who's already, you know, already a big god like that?" Karlov amikra azeh. He said on him the pasuk. This pasuk. Nar ha'isi gam zekanti. I was younger and I got older. Bleriisi tzadik nezov Azariah makavakish lachem. I never saw a tzadik who was left alone, left desolate. And his children need lechem. And here it means, look, my friend Azariah, Hashem gave him a son like Elazar, unbelievable. Tavsu Hashiva Amit Zav. Puts Elazar Azariah on a bed of Zav as well. Omle Rebbe, Emle Tamid Chachav Yeshu. We have another Talmud here. Omle Mihu, who's that? Akiva ben Yosef. Omle Ata, who? Akiva ben Yosef. Shimcha Helech Mosef Ha'el Matsaifai. Are you the Akiva ben Yosef, the famous Rabbi Akiva, whose name goes from one side of the world to the other side of the world? Shev ben Yishev. Sit down. It's, there's a lot like you in Klai Yisrael. And you see that by Rabbi Akiva, he did not sit him down on a mita shozav. So Mashal explains that Rabbi Yeshua v'lo Azariah heishev kavayin al mita shozav v'shezehoy yinasi v'zehoy av bezdin v'lo yikain l'Rabbi Akiva afagav shesiper b'shvacha. I'm reading the Mashal. Afagav shesiper b'shvacha, even though he said how gvaldig he is, he was still considered a Talmud, like, and also he was the Talmud Rabbi Yeshua. Taka was the Talmud Rabbi Yeshua, therefore, he didn't put him on Mita Shozov, he just sit down. Like upon him, they're sitting down in front of the Gadol Ador Rav Doisa, and they want to ask him about Tzaras Abbas. So, Mesab Chemoisoi Bahalachas, they were talking to him about different halachas. Achagir, don't go straight to Tzaras Abbas. They went to Allah Halachas, asked him the Mishalas. Achagir, Tzaras Abbas, till they reached the halachas of Tzaras Abbas. The din of a tzaras erva, which we know is Machlokes Beis Shammai. Omrulei, they asked him, "Tzaras Abbas ma, what's the halacha of tzaras erva?" Omrulehen, Machlokes. It's Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. It's Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. If tzaras Abbas is muta asa, halacha kimi, who's the halacha? Halacha divrei mi, who's the halacha like? Amalahem, halacha ke Beis Hillel. The halacha is like Beis Hillel. Amalahem, balev shimcha, amra halacha Beis Shammai. They say, if it's shame you, the halacha is like Beis Shammai. So, why are you saying it's halacha Beis Hillel? Amalahem, doisa shematem, oy ben horkna shematem. What do you hear? That halacha. You heard doisa ben horknes. Amrulay, they said, chayei Rebbe, stam shemanu. We heard stam, which Rashi says, ben horknes, stam. We heard just ben horknes. You're right, we didn't ever hear doisa. Omalahem, I'll tell you the story. Omalahem, ach katan yeshli. I have a much younger brother than me, younger brother. Bechor satanhu. Or there's a girsa, bechor shinonhu. He's a very sharp person, like Rashi says. Charo va'imid al shmua. He's very sharp, and he doesn't back down. He has a shita, he's not backing down. His name is Yonison. The Yonison Shammai. V'hu mutamidei Shammai. He's from the children of Shammai. V'huzaru, be careful with him. Shlei kapeach eschem alachos. That he shouldn't win you over with his halachas. Vishyash imoy, he has with him shalosh meis tshuvos of Tzara Sabas. He has 300 answers regarding the sugya of Tzara Sabas. Shimu Taras. To prove that it's muti. He has 300 tshuvos. It's unbelievable. So be careful with him. But he's the one who made the psak. Avameya niyash alai. Shemayim v'aretz. But Rav Deitz says, I'm going to say Edis, and Shemayim v'aretz could attest to that. Shamaducha zu. On this mortar, on this chair, Yeshiv Chagi Anavi. Chagi Anavi sat here, and Shiloh, if he actually heard this Chagi Anavi, because that's very, very improbable, because this mice is taking place after the second base of Mikdash, time Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Daisa, and Chagai is from the beginning of second base of Mikdash. So I have to be Rabbi Daisa, who is 400-500 years old, so it's Pashas, he had a Masaira. The Chagi Anavi sat here. The Omar Shleishu Dvar, he said three things. First of all, he said Tzaras Abbas Asura. First of all, he said a Tzaras Erva is Asur, like Beis Hillel. And it's been before the time of Beis Hillel already. Chagai said that halacha. Second halacha, Amoin Umoyev Ma'asrim Maisa Oni B'Shvius. That Amoin Umoyev, which is on the east side of Eretz Yisrael, those countries take Maisa Oni even B'Shvius. And the third halacha, if that sounds familiar, that's a very good sign we had in the beginning of Maseches Chagiga. And the third thing is umekablim gerin min hakarduyin umin hatamudim. The third halacha is that when we kabel gerin from these countries, karduyin min tamudim, we're not worried they are mamzerim. We'll see in a second. The Gemara will talk about that. The Isman Yama holds that a benois Yisrael, which means a Jewish woman that marries a guy, the children are mamzerim. And therefore, you can't kabel gerim from them because they're Jewish, but they're mamzerim. So if they're full of those type of Jews, you can't kabel gerim. But those are three things Chagai said. What?
They're Jewish
after the game. It means you go to this goyish place, you have no idea anything. You go into a place that's goyish. You go into your Uganda and you pull out a few people, right? You want to make them gerim. Don't make them gerim because some of them might be Yisraeli mamzerim. Because years ago, there was Bnei Yisrael got caught in there. But we'll get into that in a second. But let's get back to our mice over here. So he says over Chagai, from Chagai that there's three things. Tzara Sabas is Mutter. Amin Amoyev is mice only B'Shvius. And Mekav and Gerim. So Akapanim, that's what happens when they went to visit Rav Daisa. Rav Daisa says that, I never said Paskin like a Vashamai. It was Yenis and my brother. Tana, because Nichlasu, when the three Tamidei Chacham went in to visit Rav Daisa, Nichlasu Pesach Echad. But when they left, they did something different. They went out three different doors. Why? Zog Tosis. The reason is, Tosis is the second Tosis from the top. Shalayim Tzeim Kulam Yachad. So Yonison shouldn't find all three of them. V'yekapkeim b'halachos. And win them over with halachos. V'yitztarchul k'var halach k'maisis. They're going to have to pass like him. Three G'daylim. Three of the G'daylim Adar. So therefore they went out three different doors. And Kachava, Paga by Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, he met Rabbi Kiva. One of the doors, he standing at one of the doors, and Rabbi Kiva walked out. Actually, he asked a bunch of kashas, and he won him over. Rabbi Kiva couldn't answer. Omaloi, so Yonason tells Rabbi Kiva, Atu Akiva, Shishimcha, Hoylech, Mosef, Elmat, Saifai. Are you the famous Rabbi Kiva whose name goes from one side of the world to the other side of the world? Ashrecha shizachis l'Hashem, you know, praiseworthy are you. You zechet to Hashem like that. But vadayin le'gat l'roye baka. You didn't even reach the level of a roye baka. You can't even be a shepherd takes care of cattle. So he gave him a nice insult. Amalei Rabbi Kiva, I feel a roye tzayin. I can't even be a roye tzayin. Roye tzayin is in a worse job. I can't even be a roye tzayin. He says, because I guess the best way to deflect the good insult is to just say another insult even worse. Al kapadim, that's Rabbi Kiva answered. That's the Pasha Pshat. But I in the Marashah, the Maritzchias, who have a Pshat al Pisoi, the Shloisha Roya Baka, this is a big aside this year. This Gemara, of course, every Gemara is the most deepest thing we could do, and especially even a Gemara like this is a lot of depth in this Gemara. Akapanim, well, this is the end of this Maisa, that we had a Maisa that there was May Rav Daisa, the Mata Tsaras Abbas. They thought it was Rav Daisa, they come to visit him. And he says, it's not me, it's Yonison, my brother. Yonison, my brother, really knows the sugya well. And Kachava, Yonison, you know, try to prove it. But they said the Messiah is from Chagai, that we paskin, Tsaras Abbas, is Usher, like Beisol. The other thing that the Chagai said was, Amoin Omoyev Ma'asher Maisa Oni Beshvius. What's Pshat? Dom Amar, Harbe Krochim, Kovshu Oile Mitzrayim, Le Kovshu Oile Bavel. That a lot of different cities were captured by the Oile Mitzrayim. The Yidin came up from Mitzrayim. It means the first time they came with the Eretz Yisrael, they captured those cities. But when they came up after Bavel, they didn't recapture them. And the halacha is, V'kitcher v'shayna kitcher shayna v'kitcher las lavay. And the halacha is that the Kedusha, the first Kedusha was bottled. So therefore, Amin Amayev, since they didn't capture it the second time, the halacha is not Kaddish, there's no Din Shemitah. Why didn't they capture it? V'nichum, we wanted the Aniyim to get Maisani from somewhere. If every place around is Shemitah, where are you getting Maisani from? They're not working on the fields, they're not planting the fields. So where are they getting their food from? There's no Lekat Shikha Peya, Maisani, anything. There's nothing here. So therefore, they did work on Kaddish Amin and Mayav. Therefore, they don't have the Shvias, and therefore they planted on Shvias, and they gave Maisa. Are you going to ask me? It's not Eretz Yisrael, so why is that Maisa? The halacha is, Midrabanon, all the countries around Eretz Yisrael are Chayiv and Maisa Midrabanon. Yeah, Surya, all the places around. Whatever it's called, Samach, all the neighboring countries. All the neighboring countries, all are Chayiv in Midrabanon, are Chayiv and Maisa. Akapanim, that's the second Messiah from Chagai. First Messiah from Chagai was Saras Abbas's Aser, that a co-wife of Erva is Aser, Amna Mayav. And the third halacha is, Mekablim Gerim Mine Karduyim and Tamudim. You could be Mekablim Gerim from the places of Karduyim and Tamudim. You're not worried that Jewish ladies got mixed up in there and the kids of Mamzerim. Amra Vashi Karduyim Itma. I missed the line. The kasha is, here's the Mekavim Gerim and Karduyim. And Tanur Rav Mecheskel, Ein Mekavim Gerim and Karduyim. So Stira Techagai, Om Rav Ashi, Kartuyim Itmar. Kedam Yishu, Inchi Kartuyim Psulim. Tanur Rav Mecheskel was saying Kartuyim, not Karduyim. And Kartuyim are different than Karduyim. That's one mahal. Vigadam Ri, Tanur Rav Mecheskel, Ein Mekavim Gerim and Kartuyim. We started that way. The Taka say, "Ein mekavim gerim from kartuyim, not karduyim." And the Gemara Akasha, "My love, hainu kartuyim, hainu karduyim." Amar Ravashi, "Lo, kartuyim lechud v'karduyim lechud." They're both two different countries. One's kartuyim, one's karduyim. Kedami inchi, kartuyim is psule. Kartuyim are pasul. Akapana. What?
Stam gerim,
you could. Stam gerim, you could. Only these places we were scared that Yisraelim got mixed up into there. The Israelis got mixed up there. We'll see in the Gemara as we go along. What? Karduyim Lamais Manatsky. That was a Messiah of Chagai. No, there was a Havamina that some Yidin landed up there. So that was the Psak. They don't have to worry about that. But Karduyim, we do have to worry about it. And the Gemara will discuss exactly how people got into these countries. We will discuss that, Mitzvah Hashem, on Amud Beis.
What was the question?